Hey, what's going on, guys? So I'm still sick, but I want to make a quick video talk about how I feel about single mothers. I think single mothers is the product of failed decisions and failed parenting in some regards. Now, there are some women who just look, I'm just going to do this. There are some women who are in abusive relationships. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about really where all this starts. It starts during the teen years. I hate to say it. Kids having kids. I knew someone about 10 years ago that slept with the bad boy, all right? And he was a Chad, 6'4", you know, good-looking guy, drug dealer and stuff, and whatever. And I was working with this girl who slept with him. She was like 16, and he was like 23? And she was a cute girl, and she got pregnant, and her parents kicked her out, and then she became homeless because of this. She was in a homeless shelter giving birth to her baby boy, and I saw her years later, like 10 years later, in her mid-20s. You know, the kid is like 12 or 13 now. He's pretty much a teenager, and She was on drugs, and she had a history of suicide and pleading me for help, and I never responded to her. And I think that single motherhood has to do with a lack of parenting or a lack of shaming your daughter into not being one of those girls, not being that girl. There's something lacking. There really is something lacking. And I think it starts at home. I've seen single mothers my whole life get pregnant at 15, 16 years old, 15 with two kids. It's like, what are you saying to your children in 15 years? They're not going to make it. They're not going to make it. And I'm sorry. I just think that if we were more honest and more harsher towards single mothers, it would whip women back into shape. Like, for example, if a WIC lasted 5 years, and if you were forced to get a job within 5 years, either that, you're screwed. I think it would help a lot of women out, because a lot of women who are single mothers, they just live off of welfare. And I've seen it in my own family. I'm not going to name names, but I've seen it. It's like generational welfare. That's happened in my family, and I've grown up seeing them stay in the same corners, the same four blocks of living, like circle of apartments. I've seen them live like that. And it's sad. They won't get a job. They won't do anything. And because there's no reason to. And it breeds behindness in life. Like when they're like 64, what, they're still gonna be on welfare? Apparently yes. Apparently yes. And you know, this person I'm talking about is 55 years old. She got 9 more years. What's going to happen? And I can't worry about that. That's not my problem. And to a lot of these single mothers, you have got to start thinking about who am I sleeping with and why am I sleeping with this person. Don't just jump in and not know why. That is an STD and single motherhood waiting to happen. It's happened to too many would have been better women, and it ruined them. It ruined their life. I know some women who have 3 kids. I know some women who have 4 kids, and they're only 26, 27 years old. I know one that's, you know, 24 with like 2 kids, two teens, darn near 2 teens, and it ruined their life. It ruined their life. Now, I'm not going to say that to her in her face, but she's stuck. She's living a life of poverty. And she don't have her education at all. She doesn't have a GED. So, you know, I think this little problem, especially in the Black community, can be resolved if we cut WIC off within like 5 years. And that's it. If you don't get your life and your children's lives in order, if there is no structure, if there is no job after 5 years, you are out the door and we don't care about you anymore. Next single mother. I honestly think it would do us some good. Because women are not showing tough love. They may get beat down a lot, you know, punched in the throat, but, you know, I'm talking about actual development. That actually helps. Not physically beating them. I'm talking about giving them, showing them accountability. A lot of women don't, they don't know what accountability looks like. They just don't. And it's sad. It's not fair that I got to get my life in order. I'm getting, I have two jobs now. So I'm working two jobs, working 15-hour shifts, 4 to 5 days a week, getting 6 hours of sleep. And, you know, that's just expected of me to get my life in order. But when it comes to a woman, oh, well, you know, they're ladies. Just give them a pass. This whole giving women a pass thing, it's going to crash everything. And no one's going to save them. And they're going to end up killing themselves. And, okay, fine, look at the shield, that's fine. But don't put the kid on me, because it's not my kid. You overlooked me. You overlooked a lot of people. And another thing I think about, which could actually do better with that could curb this single mother issue, is that make it illegal, make it a felony for children, or I mean, I'm sorry, teenagers to be sleeping around. If you're 14, 15 years old sleeping around, that should be a felony until you're 18 and then it gets wiped clean. I think that's fair, because obviously kids can't handle big decisions like that. Kids can't do crap. And if it's found out that 15, 16-year-olds are sleeping around with other 15, 16-year-olds, then you need a mark on your conscience and on society. Society needs to mark you for that. If you're going around here, 16 years old, talking to 22-year-olds and stuff, first of all, guy needs to be in jail. But second of all, you need to be a felon too. I'm getting tired of teenagers talking to 20-year-olds and nothing happens, and then they get pregnant, and then the guy goes to jail, but the girl walks away scot-free. What does that say to the female? I can do whatever I want, because they can't do whatever they want. Lying about your age, fake ID, going to the club, all that crap I saw in the early 2000s, that all needs to be a felony, because you are manipulating the system. You're already manipulative, but you're manipulating the system to get what you want. That should be predatory charges right there. And I'm sorry, I just think that single mothers need to be punished more, because there's too many of them. And if we start punishing them, then maybe they won't be as prevalent of a problem, especially in the Black community. That's all I'm going to say. I'm sick right now. Bye, guys.